This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. The Bloomington City Council overrode a mayoral veto Wednesday night to express its disapproval of an Indiana Economic Development Corporation plan to divert significant water draws from the Wabash River aquifers to the LEAP Innovation and Research District in Boone County. Councilor Andy Ruff, the resolution's author, said the move is not to oppose the IEDC, but rather the precedent the project could set for future developments.
Is precedent setting in a way that could certainly and will likely affect Bloomington directly in the near future, given our dependence on Lake Monroe and its potential to be tapped in a similar way.
The council narrowly passed the resolution in late March after Mayor Carrie Thompson warned council members that she would not be signing any resolutions that do not directly affect the city. Thompson then did not sign the resolution in the 10-day window, effectively vetoing it. TJW Industrial Incorporated is planning to invest $7 million in a 34,000-square-foot facility expansion at its Fort Wayne campus. In late March, the Fort Wayne City Council approved the company's property as an economic revitalization area, which is a city tax abatement program. Over a 10-year period, the company is expected to pay about $1.23 million in taxes to the city. With the growth, the Fort Wayne-based mechanical contractor said it will add 11 high-paying jobs with an average salary of over $87,000. Indianapolis-based Eli Lilly and Company on Wednesday said its popular weight loss treatment, Zepbound, showed potential to treat patients with obstructive sleep apnea in its two late-stage clinical trials. Lilly said participants in both studies experienced an overall AHI reduction of nearly 63%, compared with a decrease of more than 6% for a placebo. The weight loss observed at 52 weeks with tirzepatide across the two studies was nearly 20%. Lilly shares rose 0.5% to close at $750.77 each after the announcement. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southeast Indiana's growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Evansville-based sporting goods and recreation equipment manufacturer Escalade Incorporated announced this week that its former CEO and chairman, Robert Griffin, died late last month. He was 89. Griffin and a group of investors acquired Indian Archery and Toy Company. The company was rebranded as Escalade in 1973 after merging with the Williams Manufacturing Company. Griffin was named CEO in 1976 and held the role until 1999. Indiana's 12 casinos generated a total of $213.6 million in March, marking the first time the revenue total has surpassed $200 million since last April. While last month's total was 11.5% higher than February, it was also 2% lower than the same month the previous year. March was the third consecutive month with a year-over-year revenue decline, according to analysts from PlayIndiana.com. Half of the state's casinos saw individual year-over-year revenue gains, with Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana and Gary continuing to lead the pack with $40.5 million in March, a 6% increase. The University of Notre Dame this week rebranded its network of international locations as Notre Dame Global in what it says is an effort to further raise its stature as a leading Catholic research institution worldwide. The new name replaces Notre Dame International. Notre Dame has 12 locations throughout the world, including London and Rome in Europe, Sao Paulo, Brazil in Latin America, Nairobi, Kenya in Africa, Beijing in Asia, and Jerusalem in the Middle East. The sites foster research and provide international learning experiences for U.S. students and students from afar. The chief budget architect for the Indiana House of Representatives outlined property tax concerns Wednesday for the next legislative session, with a focus on school referendums and the use of excess levy appeals. Other topics included remonstrance petitions, the maximum levy growth quotient formula, and debt thresholds. Many were issues Representative Jeff Thompson, the chair of the Fiscal-Minded Ways and Means Committee, attempted to address during the 2023 session but couldn't move to an agreement with senators. Fairbanks Foundation CEO Claire Fidian Green is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.